Welcome, everyone. Today is July the 14th, and this is our Whole Life Healing Call, or Deep Waters Call, or New Jesus Call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. And before we hear from Alex, I want to read this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or possibly you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. Okay, I'm going to... trying to see if we have Alex on the phone. Alex, if you're here, can you say something?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, got you.
Finally, yay.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Okay, so this call is, it's open for us to discuss any of the videos that you've posted this week or even from last week or anything at all that anyone would like to interact with you. But go ahead and share a little bit and we'll see if anybody comes in and raises their hand, Alex.
Sure. First of all, very sorry for being AWOL last week. We moved last week, the company and Hope and I personally, only about 10 miles away from our previous location, but it took 5 days to move with two great big trucks, 8 men, and what started out as Hope and I were not going to do the work, we were just going to kind of manage and tell people where things went, did not end up that way at all. So I'm very sore right now, having done hard manual labor for 5 straight days, early in the morning till late at night, a lot of it in a 100-degree attic. Fell through the floor. Well, didn't fall through the floor. I was taking a box in the attic and stepped right in a hole, went through the floor with my right leg, almost broke my left leg because it was twisted in a weird way. But anyway, all I ended up with was some cuts and bruises and stuff. But anyway, sorry I was gone last week. Let me give an overview of kind of last week and this week. The last week on Deep Water was called Death by Taxes, and it was talking about the very controversial issue of taxes, and obviously. And the interesting thing about that is one of the things America was founded on were people trying to get away from unfair and extreme taxes from the place where they lived, it, to a degree that they felt like no matter how hard they worked, they could not benefit proportionally from that because 50 cents out of every dollar, 60 cents out of every dollar, 70 cents out of every dollar was taken away from them by their government. So that was one of the things this country was founded on. And as everyone knows, our taxes have gone up and up and up and up and up. And I do think that's a problem issue. But one of the complications with that, as I was doing research, is that approximately 46 to 47% of all Americans pay zero taxes. And in fact, enough of those, the government pays them. Which means that the people who are out working hard, earning a living, whatever, are paying for the people that are not. They're paying for that 47% that that don't, they're paying the taxes for them, in essence. And the ones that are being paid by the government, the percentage that are paying taxes are paying that for those people too. So then you get into this matter of fairness, which I totally get. And I am 100% for our government helping people that really need help. The widows, the orphans, the people who are living in terrible, abject poverty, things like that. But based on the research, a significant percentage of all of this are people who are basically gaming the system. They get into the system, the government starts giving them money. And based on the research, the great majority of those people, they never get off that assistance. And so I don't know how to solve that, but we do seem to have an inherent problem with it, that taxes keep going up and up and up and up and up, but yet fewer and fewer people are paying taxes at all. And so it greatly increases the burden on those that are. And again, no issue with the people who are actually in that situation and need the help. The problem is with the people who are gaming the system. They either don't need the help, or they did, but they're capable of working now, but just decide it's better to stay at home than it is to go to work. And then piled on top of that is the COVID thing, where now in America, there's a significant labor shortage. And it seems that a significant part of that is the government is paying them so much for COVID that they're making more from that than they were from their job. So they're deciding that they'll just stay home and watch TV and not go work on their job. So the that business now is having a hard time staying afloat because they can't find enough people to run the business properly. So that was death by taxes. Euthanasia, we talked about this week. And it's a very fascinating issue. On one hand, is horrible pain that no one should have to go through. On the other side is kind of playing God, taking your own life because of that pain. And so you'll need to watch that one, I think, to get more details. And then last week in the New Jesus, we talked about how you can make the wrong choice, but it still be guaranteed to turn out right. And which is absolutely phenomenal to me, and one of the most unbelievable truths, if it is true, that there is in the universe, that you can be in such a state of grace that when you choose wrong, it is made right. In other words, you choose bad, but you still get good, and how you can live in that state. And then this week, we're talking about the truth will make you free. It won't set you free. The difference is set is instantaneous, like unlocking a door. Make you free could be instantaneous or over weeks and or months or even years, okay? And the truth will make you free if you're dedicated to it. The truth always points to love. Fear always points to falsehood and fear. I'm sorry, falsehood and lies always point to fear, but truth always points to love. So if you follow that path of truth, you're going to hit love. Well, then love and truth together make up what I would call your best possible life, or close to it. So the truth will make you free. What's significant about that? Most people run from the truth. You've heard that thing, you know, about guys not wanting to talk about themselves. You know, they don't want to go to counseling, not because they don't want to not be depressed or not be anxious. No, it's because they don't want to talk about themselves. And so they would rather be depressed or anxious than talk about themselves. Well, that's kind of trying to stuff all of your junk in a closet that's way too small for it. and then slam the door just enough to get it to close. Eventually that thing's going to bust open. And so it is with these memories of anger and low self-worth and rejection and unforgiveness and I can't do it and all those other things. All right. So that kind of brings us up to date in both deep water and the new Jesus. But please watch the episodes. I'm starting to hear that some churches are using the new Jesus episodes as Bible studies and small group discussions and things like that, as well as a couple of people, not as many, but a couple I've heard about deep water doing the same thing. And that's why I started this. I don't say I've got the answer to everything. I don't have the answer to much. I'm a bigger screw up than anybody I know, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting for my best life or close to it, for Hope's best life or close to it, for Harry and George's best life, for your best life, or the closest thing that you can get to it. So anyway, that I think brings us sort of up to date. Johanna, if we have a question or something, I'm happy to do my best to comment.
Okay, so if you are on the phone and you have a question for Alex, you simply press *9 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand and I'll be able to unmute your line so you can converse with Alex. If you are on the web and you want to just type in a question, look at the bottom of your page, you'll see Q&A. You want to go ahead and type in your question there and I will read that to Alex. Also, there's a raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand, you can click that raise your hand little logo. So *9 is going to raise your hand or click raise your hand on the web. And I don't see any hands up at this point, Alex, right now. So looks like everybody's okay.
All right.
Oh, wait. Well, we just got a hand up.
Wait.
Okay, your line is open. If your number ends in 9037, if you'd like to talk to Alex, you have to unmute your line. Okay.
Hi. Sorry, I was with, when she was giving me the instructions the first time to unmute, there's like talking in the background or something, or yeah, I guess you guys were trying to say something. Maybe you're saying unmute your line. I don't know, but I couldn't hear what she was saying. So it's *6 if anybody needs to know. Yeah, my question was, what's the best way? And I know that you guys had asked me on one of these calls before. Because we're trying to start something up here and it's in kind of a rural area and we want to be able to share what you guys are doing there. Cause I love the call and I've posted on Facebook and I did try to write you guys, but I don't know if I sent it to the wrong email or what. But I didn't hear back and I'm sorry if I missed the response, but, I'm just trying to, catch you guys while you're here. But what would be the best way to, if we have something where people are coming really from, I mean, we have people come from California, North Carolina. We've just got open and they're coming from all over, I guess, because we're on a main, we're in the country, but we're off a main, you know, kind of the main highway or whatever. It's kind of convenient, I guess, for wherever they're actually headed, which is probably Destin. But what's the best way to share what y'all do? So I post on Facebook, but I don't know. I get, you know, maybe there's one out of maybe about 400 friends, maybe one person that's kind of starting to try to follow, or what else could we do there?
Well, I would say I would love to talk to you. So, Johanna, is it support@thehealingcodes.com?
Yes, you could do support@thehealingcodes.com or feedback@thehealingcodes.com. Or if you want to just email me directly, I could send that on to Alex if you want. And that would be johannachan07@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll do that. Yes,
and yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you. We can brainstorm. We can do a Zoom thing if you want me to participate in some way, I'd be happy to do that. I'm open to anything. I'm just wanting to help as many people as I can.
Oh my God, that will be awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll tell a quick little story since we don't seem to have maybe another one waiting. Doris Rapp is one of my heroes. She's a medical doctor and is the worldwide pioneer of children's environmental medicine. I mean, she has a list of humanitarian honors as long as your arm, like where she was the one person being honored at a big deal in New York and, you know, stuff like that. She's really brilliant and has changed the world for so many children. But anyway, I met her and we hit it off. She invited me to come out to Arizona to meet with her where she lives, which I did. And I was really excited about it. It was just wonderful. But anyway, we were having lunch and, she was talking about writing an endorsement for me and helping me, you know, with what I was doing and stuff like that. And this gentleman that was also at lunch with us, I think he was sort of like her manager or something like that. But anyway, he kind of whispered in her ear, but then she told us later what he said. He was saying, "Do you really want to write this guy an endorsement? Because he is not mainstream health. And he is, you know, kind of over on the edge health. And so if you endorse him and people see your name and they don't like what he's doing or whatever, it could hurt your reputation." And she had this look on her face like I can't even describe. And she said something to the effect of, "I am 88 years old. What the hell do I care about my reputation? I just want to help as many people as I can possibly help. That's all I care about." And then she turned and finished the endorsement. But it was wonderful. The reason I brought that up is since then, I've really thought, you know, that's what I want to do too. I don't care about my reputation. I don't care what people think of me. I just want to help as many people as I can. So I'd be delighted if there's a way I can help, and we can sure talk about it.
Thank you. Okay, Looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye. All right. I think that's it for hands up, Alex.
All right. Well, look. I love you guys. Remember, you can send your question in and you don't have to be here. We'll answer it and then post the recording that has the answer. You can just listen to that. And please, I'm going to make an endorsement here, which I don't normally do. We've just had another couple of people report healing from health issues that they were told would be terminal by taking high doses of our CBD. And we have had this from the day we started. I used to get sick all the time. If anything came around, cold, flu, whatever, I would get it every single time. And I'd probably never had a year of my life where I hadn't been sick at least 2 or 3 days. I started taking large doses every day of our CBD about 5 years ago. And I have not been sick a day, an hour since. And I started doing this because of people that I personally talked to who had had this exact experience where they had been basically sent home to die, started taking high doses of CBD, and not only didn't die, but everything turned around. So if you hear this, and I would just, man, I would try that yesterday. And but that's all. So love y'all, and love you, Johanna. Thank you.
Okay, Alex. Okay, I think that's going to be it today, everyone. And I want to thank you for being here. Please come back next week. Please watch the videos on YouTube, and we'd love to interact with you. God bless.